President Fox, great to meet you. Great event here to meet you at the Southwest Florida Research Center for the University of Florida, IFAS. Incredible that you're here. You can tell by the crowd, they're excited you're here. A repetitive statement, you really understand agriculture. And I guess for my listeners, my first door-opening question for a brief one is, how do you understand ag, and where's all that rumor come from?
Well, all my relatives, my uncles, my aunts, and my cousins are ranchers and farmers in Southwest Oklahoma, and that's where I was born. On a cotton farm on a ranch in Southwest Oklahoma. And then my father changed careers, and he retired actually to the Redlands here in just on the east coast of Florida on some land that he owned.
Sure, know it well. Down at Homestead, you betcha, in the Redlands Christian Migrant Association, we do a lot of promotion for the kids out there. Tell us a little about what this means to you as an incoming new president of our university, a key ag center. They've been needing some support for a while, and obviously they're very proud to get it.
Yeah, well, Immokalee represents one of 13 teaching and research centers focused on agriculture that the university has around the state. And what's special today is that we're not only cutting a ribbon on some new space that was desperately needed here, but we're also celebrating hiring more faculty, more staff, and having more students here, all focused on issues that are facing the industry, both the agriculture industry from a perspective of citrus, as well as those that are in the cattle business. So we, you know, this area has vegetables as well as sugar cane as in addition to citrus and cattle. So it's an important part of our state.
President Fox, University of Florida, sure appreciate your time and this dedication today. Thanks so much for the time. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, Gary, thank you for being here.
Appreciate you.